Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So good to have you here this morning. Let's get to this morning's morning motivation. And here it is. Just because someone is asking for more doesn't mean you haven't given enough. A reminder when you check your emails and your text messages today. It's the Q Morning Show.
Something I'm made for.
Billie Eilish. And it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. I'm learning something new about Taylor Swift's latest album every single day. For example, did you know that one of Taylor's songs on the Tortured Poets Department specifically calls out Kim Kardashian? I'm sure Swifties knew that. I did not know that. So it's the track Thank You, Amy. In the song, Taylor alludes that Kim is a bully and slams her as a bronze spray tan statue. Why are Swifties convinced the song is about Kim? Because in the song title, Thank You, Amy, the letters K, I, and M are the only letters capitalized in the song title. Here's a little clip of the song.
I don't think you've changed much. And so I changed your name and any real defining clues. And one day, your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you.
And I guess these two have been feuding since Kim released a recording of a phone call between Taylor and her then husband, Kanye West. I had totally forgotten about that. So the fallout from all of this, Kim apparently lost around 100,000 followers on social media after the song came out. But then again, she's got around 363 million Instagram followers right now, so she may not have even noticed. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Being awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, it's Bill Ryan. The 30-day song challenge. We're on the 23rd day, and today's challenge, play a song you think everyone should hear. And oh my gosh, I think I have a really good one. This song is one of the most streamed songs on the planet right now. It just hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. But when I ask people about it, they're like, no, I haven't heard that song. So I want you to hear it. Hozier. Too Sweet. It's Q104.
I miss you more than I miss you more than
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. Very impressive Cavs win last night, winning game two of their series with the Orlando Magic. What's crazy to me, however, is how many people didn't get to see it. So the game was shown nationally on NBA TV. And when that happens, the NBA blacks out the game to whoever owns the broadcast rights of the game. Locally, that's Bally's. And so if you don't have the Bally's app or if you use a streaming platform that doesn't have Bally's like YouTube TV, you were blacked out last night. You didn't get to watch the game. And I get the reasons why. During the regular season, I get it. But this is the playoffs. Every game should be available to a national audience, every playoff game. And if the game isn't going to be on ESPN or TNT, and it was on NBA TV last night, let it air. I don't see the point of blacking it out at this point in the season, especially in the local market when normally ESPN or TNT would be airing it anyway. I don't know. I'm not smart enough for all this stuff, but I do know the TV is way too complicated now. Cutting the cord was supposed to make things easier and cheaper, and now figuring out how to watch the things we want to watch is like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube. Anyway, Thursday's Cavs game is on NBA TV again, so I wonder if the same issue is going to be happening again. And then Saturday's game, I see it's on TNT, so that shouldn't be a problem, right? I don't know. All right, let's get to Renee's issue. Very recently, she was asked to be a bridesmaid in her friend's wedding. For reasons that she will explain, she declined to be a bridesmaid. Well, now it looks like she's not even invited to the wedding. Group therapy, next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104, with your chance to win a flyaway to see.
This is Taylor Swift.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Renee and Willoughby joining me right now because she is looking for some group therapy. Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for reaching out. It means a lot. Hopefully we can help you out here. It's group therapy. What's going on with you?
So I have a wedding type of dilemma. A friend of mine, I'm not going to say she's a great friend, but we were really good friends in college, and she was one of my roommates, and she's getting married this summer.
Okay.
So, yeah, a few months back, she invited me a bridesmaid in her wedding, and I ended up telling her no. I told her under normal circumstances I would, but I work remotely for a company in New York, and right now I'm traveling all over the country.
For them? So, you mean for work you're traveling over? Okay.
For work. Yeah, I'm traveling like everywhere kind of on a dime. And so I told her I'd be really unreliable. And then I was also really concerned about the cost of everything. Mm-hmm. So I shared with her I'm not in the best financial place right now, and I just wasn't sure like it was gonna be able to work really well, you know.
All right.
So she was really disappointed and completely understand that. At the same time, I know she has a million friends, so I didn't think it would be that big of a deal for her. So I thought things were cool.
And I'm guessing they are not cool.
They're definitely not. Invitations have gone out for the wedding, and I didn't receive one at all. I'm not even invited to the wedding.
Okay, and you're 100% sure about that? I mean, could an invitation have been lost in the mail? Could it be there today?
I don't think so. I have checked with some friends of mine, and everyone I've checked with who, you know, we would assume is going has gotten their invitations, and I'm pretty sure I'm on the cut list. So.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is the reason for the group therapy, because this is an awkward conversation, I would think. Have you reached out to her about it?
So I have not. It just seems like a really awkward thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, Allison, I didn't get an invitation. And she's like, yeah, duh, that's because I didn't send you one, you know, and that's just gets weird. So.
Okay. Well, on the flip side of that, she might say, hey, Renee, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course you're invited to the wedding. I don't know why your invitation didn't get there. Here's the details.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to think positively about it, I just really feel like something's off. How you just know.
Okay.
The vibes are just wrong ever since I told her I couldn't be a bridesmaid. So.
Okay. 216-474-0104. Group therapy for Renee. She was asked to be at a wedding of a friend of hers. She said no. Renee had her reason. She's got to work a lot, the expense and everything else. And now Renee is thinking she's not even invited to the wedding at all. Everybody else got an invitation. Renee did not. What does she do? You know what I'd love to do, Renee?
Yeah.
Did you say your friend's name was Allison?
Yeah.
Is it possible to talk to Allison? I would love to talk to Allison. We do this segment on Wednesdays called Hash It Out. It would be good to have the two of you on here to figure out what's going on with this invitation. Are you invited to the wedding? Are you not invited to the wedding? Would you be up for that?
I mean, I didn't think about it that way, but I guess, yeah.
Okay, we'll put a pin in that. We might do that, but first, group therapy for Renee, 216-474-0104. 0104. Is there an easy way to find out if she's invited to the wedding or not? Or has she been uninvited because she turned down the opportunity to be a bridesmaid? 216-474-0104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Renee called up for group therapy a few minutes ago. She was invited to be a bridesmaid in one of her friend's wedding recently. And Renee decided to decline that invitation for reasons because she had many reasons. The cost, she thought she was too busy. And she said, sorry, I don't think I'm going to be a good bridesmaid for you. So she turned that invitation down. Well, now it seems like Renee's been cut out of the wedding completely. She doesn't even have an invitation to the wedding. And now Renee's wondering what I should do. Let's go to Danielle in Seven Hills. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
What advice do you have for Renee?
I would say you just got to talk to her. So I am planning a wedding myself. And if your friend is a reasonable person, she should understand why you're not able to be a bridesmaid. And that shouldn't be any reason for her to not invite you. And there's so much going on with planning a wedding that it's very possible. I think that, you know, your invitation maybe got lost in the mail, or, you know, there's been a couple people that we've just totally forgot to invite. And then once they reached out to us, we were like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course you're invited.
Danielle,
I would just, yeah.
When you were putting together your wedding party, have you done that yet? Do you have all your bridesmaids?
Yes.
Did anybody say, you know what, it's not a good idea. I don't think I can be a good bridesmaid.
No, but I was very upfront in saying that, like, please say no if you're not up for it. Because, a lot of different people with a lot of different circumstances, different financial situations. So I was, I was very, very clear that if you are not able to do it because of financial reasons or you don't have the time, like, please, you know, don't feel obligated to say yes.
It's also interesting that you forgot to invite some people. And so if Renee just reaches out to her friend, Allison, maybe the invite just slipped her mind somehow.
Yeah, or got lost in the mail. There's so many things that could happen. So I would just ask her and just be understanding. Say, hey, if I'm not invited, then, you know, I'd like to know, is it just because that I wasn't able to be a bridesmaid, or is there something else? And just be like open to hear what she has to say.
Still an awkward conversation, though.
Of course, yeah.
And hopefully we get to have that awkward conversation on the show tomorrow if I can convince Renee to bring her friend on for Hash It Out. Let's go to Melissa in Medina. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you said you were in a similar situation. So when you heard Renee talking about possibly being uninvited to the wedding for turning down the opportunity to be a bridesmaid, you related to that?
Yes, actually, it was a situation involving my daughter and my niece. I probably shouldn't use names, but it's very similar to the same Allison.
Okay.
Anyway.
So your daughter invited your niece to be a bridesmaid and your niece turned it down?
No, the other way around.
My
niece invited my daughter.
Okay.
So the background is really quickly. This was during COVID. Mm-hmm. My daughter had just graduated nursing school. She was nursing. Anybody who's a nurse knows that it was about impossible to really get time off. So she had to turn down her cousin's bridesmaid position. And it was going to be out of the country doing a small wedding. Anyway, once she turned it down, things, you know, changed because of COVID. Really briefly, and they ended up doing it here, but she never got in touch with her again, wasn't invited to the wedding, as was most of the rest of the family, and they grew up very close. So this was my niece on an ex's side, so I mean, I wasn't really involved at that point. But
was your daughter hurt by that?
Oh, absolutely. She was extremely hurt, and the relationship today is nothing like it used to be. And she has no idea what happened there. So
your daughter did not reach out to your niece to find out, hey, what's going on? Why wasn't I invited to the wedding?
She actually did. She tried, and, you know, it was kind of ignored, no details. It was like she took that as the ultimate, oh, you can't be a part of my wedding. And under the circumstances, it was a very difficult time. So So I was curious when I heard this caller thinking, I don't know, maybe some people just view that as a betrayal, like, oh, you're not coming. I don't really know.
Well, there's only one way to find out. And Renee has to contact her friend Allison And like I said, I'm trying to get Renee to do it tomorrow on the show during Hash It Out. So I'll tune in tomorrow, Melissa, and see what happens.
I will.
All right.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much for having us on. The Q Morning Show, it's group therapy. Part two tomorrow?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Battle of the Burbs on the way in about 10 minutes. Real quick, so yesterday I mentioned that as we prepare to launch the next version of the Q Morning Show, we're looking at doing a little remodeling around here. And one of the things we're looking at is Battle of the Burbs. Do you love it? Should we give Battle of the Burbs a break for a while? I posted in an informal poll on our IG. It's not scientific. It's a poll on Instagram. Here's the results, though, at the moment. 52% say we should give Battle of the Burg a break. 45% say keep it going. 3% say move it to a different time. That is helpful for us to know. I didn't think it would be that close, actually, but you can always share your opinions about the show. You can DM us at the Q Morning Show on IG. You can text into the show, 216-474-0104. That is also our phone number, and we're playing Battle of the Burbs next.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs, but there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's meet our players first. We have Marissa in Aurora, graduate of Nordonia High School. Marissa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome. You're going to be taking on Taylor in Akron, who graduated from Springfield High School. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, ladies. I believe that both of you have played before, so you should know the rules, right? Name is your buzzer.
Yes.
First one to five wins Battle of the Burbs this morning. Let's go with question number one. Pikachu is a member of what?
Taylor. Marissa. Electric.
I'll finish the question, and then Marissa, you'll have a chance to answer. Pikachu is a member of what franchise consisting of video games, cartoons, and more?
Marissa?
Pokemon. Pokemon is correct. Marissa goes up 1-0. And here is question number two. What popular Italian dish consists of thin layers of pasta, tomatoes?
Marissa?
Lasagna.
Lasagna is correct. Marissa jumps ahead, 2-0. She can win it right here if she gets question number three. Taylor, you need this just to keep the game going.
Let's go.
What animated TV show features four boys named Stan, Kyle, Cartman,
Marissa?
Taylor.
Oh, goodness. I lost it.
You forgot the answer? All right. Do you want to try to steal Taylor?
South Park.
South Park is correct. 2-1. Question number four. The name of the U.S. president.
Taylor.
Oh, you weren't finished.
I am eagerly awaiting this answer, Taylor.
You didn't finish.
I'm not finished with the question.
Let's go for my boy Bill Clinton.
That's incorrect. Marissa, I'll finish the question. You have a chance to win the game right here. The name of the U.S. president during the Civil War.
Oh, goodness.
I know it.
This is terrible.
I got a time buzzer, yeah.
Lincoln.
Yeah, that would be Lincoln.
It is Lincoln.
All right. Question number five. Again, Marissa, you can win it right here. Taylor, you need this question to tie to go to the tiebreaker. The name of the lead singer. You want to jump in, Taylor?
No.
Okay, good. The name of the lead singer of the band Coldplay.
Taylor.
Chris Martin is correct. We are tied going into the tiebreaker question.
Okay.
Whoever gets this one wins Battle of the Burbs today. What is the closest star to the Earth?
Taylor.
Taylor.
The sun.
The sun is correct. Taylor.
Yeah!
Good job, Taylor.
What? What? What?
What? What?
What, Taylor?
I said, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I screwed up again somehow.
Oh.
No, you win. You win Battle of the Burbs. You have the movie passes. Thank you so much for playing this morning.
Thank you.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. Have you ever traveled by yourself? I have never vacationed by myself. I have traveled by myself for work reasons. That's pretty much it. Traveling by yourself can be incredible, but it also can be super intimidating. I can't even imagine traveling to a different country that you've never been to before, or if it's a country where you don't speak the language. Thankfully, there are others who travel solo all the time. And if you're in the middle of planning your summer vacation right now and it's a solo trip, I have five tips to keep you safe when traveling alone. Number five, travel with an imaginary significant other or spouse. Even consider wearing a fake ring. It's a good deterrent against creepy people who might otherwise bother you. Number four, scan copies of your important documents and email them to yourself or upload them to the cloud so you always have them just in case. Number three on this list, get an unlocked cell phone and buy a local SIM card or buy minutes as soon as you arrive at your destination. Learn the emergency numbers for where you are and always keep your phone charged and on you. These are tips for traveling alone this spring or summer. Number two on this list, split your cash and cards between different bags and leave some at the hotel or the hostel or the Airbnb. Don't carry all of your money and cards with you when it's not completely necessary. And the number one tip, and I think this is wherever you go, pack light. Not only is it convenient, but it can actually be a safety tip. Nothing says rob me like someone wheeling four large bags across the side of the road. Packing light also makes you more mobile in case you need to move quickly. No problem there. Even if I were staying in a place for a full solid week, there's no way that I'm checking a bag. I will just shove it all in that carry-on and invest in that no wrinkle spray.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So it's really hard to explain memes on the radio. But I saw a meme that I thought we could get into. Have you seen the Ross meme? So it starts out by saying, no one will ever know I got this dress at Ross for $7. And then a stranger says to you, hey, I like your dress. And you say, girl, I got it at Ross for $7. See, memes don't work on the radio. It's hard to describe them, but you get the idea. What is the purchase that you always brag about? Maybe you say, I'm not going to tell anyone about this deal, but then you see someone and they ask you about it. All you do is brag about this deal that you got. 216-474-0104. We'll let you brag about your great deal. Next on the Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
Really wish you all could be California girls.
Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. So I called my wife, Paula, because I always feel like I hear her bragging to everyone we know about great deals that she finds. So I thought I'd bring her on to see what she has to say. Good morning, honey.
Morning.
So down in our basement right now, because I saw you mention this to somebody the other day, that you are bragging about a kayak in our basement.
Right.
What is the full retail price of that kayak?
$350.
And you bought it for what?
$99.97.
Okay. And my wife is telling people that she got this great deal on a kayak. I'm not so sure about this kayak. It's still in the box.
It's an inflatable two-person kayak.
I know.
Since you mentioned that you wanted to go kayaking, you want to get more into the rhythm of it, it makes more sense to buy one than spend how much every time you go for just an hour.
I get that. I understand your logic. What was the plus part?
We don't have to buy a roof rack to hold a, you know, normal kayak. It's inflatable, so we can just take it to wherever we're going, take it out of the back, blow it up, and jump in the water.
Your logic is sound. However, we have kayaked a few times, and we have not seen one inflatable kayak anywhere on the Cuyahoga River.
Okay.
And that makes
me
nervous.
Would you be able to tell the difference?
What do you mean? Yes, of course. I know the difference between an inflatable kayak and a plastic kayak. What I'm saying is that I'm afraid I'm going to flip it. Like, I'm going to flip the inflatable kayak like it's an inner tube, and I'm going to be in the water with my life preserver on.
You're going to live because you'll have a life preserver on. You'll be fine then.
I know, but I don't want to flip the kayak. I think I would rather have the plastic kayak that everybody else uses.
Yeah, but why do you think that the blow-up one isn't going to work?
Because I have that fear. I don't know it. I don't know it until I try it, but I just...
Sounds like you just need to conquer that fear and then tell you your wife that she's always right like normal.
Okay, I'll get on that this spring/summer.
If you feel better, we can put the kids in that one and we can rent a regular one.
There's an idea. All right. Thank you. My wife, Paula.
Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.